There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. For America!
3 days
later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, welcome to Saturday night. It is live from New York. There's a beautiful shot of Columbus Circle, but what a gorgeous evening. We've got the best weather for this stage of the summer that I've seen in the 12 years I lived in the city. I mean, this is really beautiful stuff. And so grateful that due to his pledge to keep his love and fidelity, I swear to goodness he was here just a second ago. I think this is his blueberry cream Danish. That'll teach him. All right. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. Glad you're with us. It is blueberry. That's good stuff. Hey, you snooze. You're not in your chair when the show begins the second hour. That's on you. That's all I'm saying. We've been talking about the issue of the anchor baby because, as you may have seen, the Donald, who had you got to give this guy amazing cred. Nobody thought he was going to be a serious contender, mostly because of his own. Threatening to run for many terms, and then he didn't run, and so when he starts to run, and then he is actually running.
He deserves a medal.
So anyway, he's outperforming the pack, and he's doing really well. So he's gone, and last night they were going to meet at some indoor arena in southern Alabama. And they were going to have like 10,000 people there. And they started getting word. Mm-hmm. It started growing, mm-hmm. growing.
I'm curious what the time frame of that was. Like, was it like
it's within the like just
days?
The few days leading up
Isn't
to
that
it.
Something.
So they said, well, we're not going to be able to fit all these people in the 10,000 seat arena. So they booked the University of Alabama, I think it is.
Right.
Football stadium. It seats like 80,000 people, but they ended up having, I think, around 40, 45,000 people.
Well,
they
said that they decided to pull the trigger on that after 30,000 people confirmed.
Right.
You know, via Facebook, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. 30,000.
So they just knew that they were having it.
You're quite the historian.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in a presidential campaign,
unheard of.
But seriously.
Unheard of.
Never has somebody drawn 40,000.
No. At the end of the presidential campaign, when they're going, and not the primary, but in the general, when it's the
right.
just the Democrat versus Republican.
Yeah.
At the end of the Bush reelection,
mm-hmm.
he held his final rally at Texas Rangers Ballpark.
Yeah.
And I think he had like 60,000 people that showed up.
Okay.
That's the
in
end.
In Texas.
At the end of the cycle.
In his state.
Correct.
Bush.
At the end of his run for second
Trump
term.
Trump goes to Alabama.
This is crazy. This is crazy
and
the level
said,
of.
You know, we're starting to really get a good feeling about this boy here, Trump.
Everybody thought that he wasn't going to be able to. Are you okay?
Trump. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sleep deprived. Go ahead.
Well, everybody just thought that he was not going to be able to relate to the southern states.
Right.
Because he's the New Yorker.
Right.
The big real estate
the billionaire
guy. Flies on his own jet.
Who says, I'm so rich.
I'm terrific. You're stupid. I'm terrific.
No, he doesn't see anybody stupid. Don't.
He says that all the time. You're a loser. Well, he's a loser.
Was he talking to a loser?
In his mind,
I can get very Trumpy right now, couldn't
in,
I?
In his mind,
was he talking to a loser?
If you criticize him, you're a loser. But he's terrific. Like, my advice to him is to lose those two terms from his vocabulary.
Loser?
Terrific and loser. Don't call yourself terrific, and don't call the other guys loser.
I don't think he's willing to do that.
He doesn't give...
Because he really says terrific a lot. She's terrific.
I'm terrific. I'm fabulously
me,
wealthy.
Let me tell you about me.
Yeah.
I'm terrific.
Thanks,
Don.
The world knows it.
Thanks, Don.
Anyway, but he's definitely tapped into something. I think it is very, very real.
Please explain your perspective.
People...
In depth.
Want somebody that is sick and tired of taking it from the press, that is sick and tired of taking all the politically correct BS answers that people are giving them, and he just he dishes it out as fast as it's leveled at him.
Right.
And we're not used to seeing that in the political process. Now, back in the Founding Fathers' days, that's the way it was. In the Continental Congress, two guys got into a fight over, like, three words in the Second Amendment, and they beat each other with canes. They did.
Really?
No, we actually believe.
That's what our country was founded on?
I mean,
I love that.
Who was it? Alexander? No, Aaron Burr. They shoot each other right up here across the river in Jersey.
Right.
So, I mean, there's this.
Right, there's this, across the river in Jersey.
Yeah.
I love that.
But we don't have that anymore. You know what we have? We have the clamped politicians who are trying to be kind and nice, and they don't want to offend anybody. And here's the only thing that makes that possible for him. Even Jeb, who comes from a wealthy family, mm-hmm. doesn't have the resources. He has to depend upon donors. People that are dependent upon donors, big and small.
He doesn't have his own money.
Nobody else has their own money. When you have your own money, you can tell the world to go eat cheese.
Isn't
and they
something?
Have to. They have to.
And because he's going to spend the money.
And I think he's
I want to make that point right now.
No. He already is. He flew his private jet to Alabama and circled the
but
football
people
field.
People need to be reminded that... It's been a long time coming that a guy like this will break all the rules of
right.
proper etiquette, et cetera.
So yeah. I'm really rich. I'll show
yeah,
you that.
Yep, we are.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
That's it.
But here's the thing. In terms of do I think he's the right guy for the job, the jury's way out on that for me yet. I got to see more. He says he's a genuine pro-life convert.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, let's leave Planned Parenthood funding at the levels that it's at. He gets his issues mixed up. Now, he's gotten the immigration thing down. He knows what he believes about that. He's got to come up with an economic plan. He's got to come up with a national security plan.
Yep.
And I want to hear him address the social issues. If he does those three things for me, he may win my vote.
I think he will.
We'll see.
I think he'll address those three things.
Well, he's going to have to because there's going to be some debates and people are going to ask him tough questions.
Sure.
And he can't go accuse all the women that ask him a tough question of being on their period. He can't do that anymore.
Okay.
You can't say that to Megyn Kelly and then think it's just A-okay.
Well, he can and not get the nomination.
She's going to ask twice as difficult a question the next go-around.
That's okay.
And he's up for it.
He doesn't care.
I know. And which was obvious because Megan, the numbers went up.
Megyn.
You're terrific. No, you're stupid.
No,
I'm terrific.
Megyn, you have not been very nice to me, and I want you to remember that when this is all done. Later, when I have the opportunity to fling poo-poo at you, then just remember this night. I mean, he's adorable.
In the debate, I thought
he
actually did really well. He had never done it before, and I thought, man, he did well, even with the tough questions. It was 3 a.m. the next morning when he went nutso. No, I thought he answered them pretty well. There was a one or two that he may have said, you know,
Well, I think he went too far in defending himself, particularly about the bankruptcies, things like that. He's very clever.
I thought his answer was good. He's run like 700 companies. He had four bankruptcies.
But I think he...
We have a tax expert in the house. That's a pretty high percentage of success, is it not?
The notion of him being pressed that way, although it's really, what are you going to do? I'm just going to shut up and be silent here? No, you can't do that either. But my point is...
And he will never be that.
But my point is that as Chris pressed him, Donald, I thought, you know, three times said, no, I use the laws that are allowed to be used. And he said... This is where Chris, what's his name? Chris
Wallace.
Yeah. I'd like to pin. pimp slap him one of these days.
There was no question about it. Those
I would like to pimp slap Chris Wallace.
Before you
and look, I could.
Before you look foolish.
And there wouldn't be anything he could do about
before
it.
Before you look foolish, let me just say, the Fox News trio did the best debate that the GOP has ever gotten in my lifetime. In Amen. Terms of the quality of their questions and the way they handled themselves.
This debate?
That debate. Hands down.
Who was good?
The Fox News trio that did the questioning. Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, and Bret Baier. Best debate questioners of my lifetime.
You don't think Chris Wallace and the line of questioning about...
No, they're supposed to be hard.
And the way he pressed him...
Yeah.
No, I disagree. I completely disagree.
Why? They're supposed to ask friendly questions?
No. Because if you're Chris Wallace, you would hope that you're intelligent enough to know that if I filed for a bankruptcy through a corporation and not personally, Wallace is trying to make it look like and make him look bad. Donald Trump personally one time went bankrupt. He never did personally. He utilized the laws for the corporate situation.
Right. And he explained it. Wallace did Trump a favor because he let Trump explain.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. That's a live shot of Fifth Avenue if you're watching on Biz TV. And we welcome you to the broadcast headquarters of Extreme Media, our little media company that Stephen and I operate. He is off on a plane tomorrow to India and then Jordan and then Poland and then Jordan and then India and then home.
That's funny.
See, and this is all, this is eerily, Stephen, this is all because of Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah, that because after you do Celebrity Apprentice,
this is six degrees of Kevin Bacon slash Donald Trump.
No, but you get this insane work schedule after every year you do Celebrity Apprentice. Like you get all these opportunities, and it's gotten worse this time because the faith based thing has taken off in such a big way.
Right. But it's funny you say that because Donald Trump would look at you dead in your face during Celebrity Apprentice and go, "This is going to be so good for
this
you.
This is going to be so good for you.
Wait till you see what happens. You'll have a number one book." You'll have the, you know, just like he's a prophet.
As soon as he says all that, then
and then none of it happens, and I'm like,
"You're fired." This is done.
He's right.
You've been busy.
I'll tell you right now.
You've been busier in this stretch since Celebrity Apprentice than I've ever known you.
I get stopped on the street every day. Somebody goes, hey, whatever. Every day, almost around the world, and now. Between the usual suspects, Biodome, and a couple
because they're
other,
all getting their anniversary around.
A couple of little ditties. That's what people recognize me from the most over my 25-year career.
Right.
Now.
Celebrity Apprentice.
It's got to be 40 to 60% of the time somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Celebrity Apprentice. So he was right.
Doesn't it air in the other markets like a year after it
right.
airs here? Doesn't it air like in Europe and in Asia?
Oh, yeah, it's
like
translated into
afterwards?
Every language. It's the most successful reality show for ABC.
You see, Stephen, it's the number one.
Yeah, well, I love him because he'll sit around on the set and be like, I'm number one, not you.
All right.
You're going to be fired.
We're all trumped out now.
I'm going to get a Trump tattoo.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know how Alex said he's leaving the country?
Yeah, if Trump wins?
No.
Oh, if who wins?
Please don't start. Don't start, McCullough.
When did he say
don't
it?
Don't act like you didn't know what you just did.
Bush?
Yeah, Bush got reelected.
Bush, second time he said he was leaving.
And then Alec says, well, because he wasn't elected, Alec will say he was selected.
That was first time. You can't make that argument about the second.
Or maybe it was the first one.
Okay, yeah. He did it. He did it on the David Letterman show.
For the first one.
Yeah. Because I played that soundbite. I played that soundbite on my show the next day.
I'm saying, if Donald Trump wins, I'm getting a Donald Trump tattoo. Now, I could double down in a couple of months and say, if he just wins the nomination, I'll get the tattoo. But I won't say that yet.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Tattoo Talk with Stephen Baldwin, brought to you by MyPillow. Let's go to the phones. We've been talking about anchor babies earlier in the show.
Funny.
And the anchor babies, some of you still had things you wanted
anchor
to weigh
baby,
in on.
Anchor baby.
Line two, Ralph is in Red
there
Bank, New Jersey.
Said it.
Hello, Ralph.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Martinez Show and Mr. Side Show. Let me say this. You know, as far as Lou Dobbs is concerned, he jumped from CNN to Fox. This was a term that is freely thrown around back in the days when Lou Dobbs was still on CNN, and he still does that today on his program on Fox. Now, likewise, I could say that about, you know, the radio man, John Gambling, who had no second thought whatsoever of using that term. And in the debates to come, I would like to see the both of them, Lou Dobbs and, Gambling, to be part of the panel. Now,
that's not
going to
happen.
Obama, Okay. Yeah. But along comes Obama, who tells you and I that racism is part of our DNA. Well, now, be very careful, because this, he sure is playing with fire when it comes to the issue of anti-Semitism. This man, Obama, you know, throwing also the playing the race card, as well as, you know, race baiting. There's a, you know, really bad combination right there with that dude. I'm telling you that. And he sure is giving, you know, a good friend of the Democratic Party, Alan Dershowitz, a raw deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Ralph, I so appreciate the call, and you were on hold for such a long time. You made so many vague references to things that I'm having a hard time keeping up with them, and I'm pretty sure Steven's just flat out lost. So we're going to move on. But
what you
did approve the term anchor baby,
you
and you
that?
Want Lou Dobbs and John Gambling on the interview panel.
What do you mean by that?
See, try to keep up.
Boop.
You're demonstrating what I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know what he was referring to with Alan Dershowitz? Did you know he said the word Alan Dershowitz? You're eating an apple on national television and radio. You disgusting pig sometimes.
Can you
make it a little juicier for the
moose chew pork or something? Yeah.
It's true.
It's an apple.
Which he's actually eaten on camera before. when you've had the Chinese spread, and you've done that, the moose chew pork. Anyway, let's see. George is in New York. Hi, George.
He's
really Long Island.
Good tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Good evening, gentlemen. Three quick points.
Okay.
The liberal courts distorted the 14th Amendment so liberals could have a voting agenda. Second point, if everybody's upset about Anchor Baby, that's because it has an illegal connotation, so let's call them migrating embryos.
I love that. Go ahead.
Third point, if they want to give the baby a citizenship, give him a post-dated certificate, let him come back when he's 18, join the military for 2 years, and he can become an American citizen.
Okay. Actually, I don't have a problem with that. I've always thought... And
way to go, George.
Good stuff, George. Thanks for the call. I've always thought that for these children, the anchor babies, because these are what the Dream Acts are always written about, right? So if you were born here and you're the son of immigrants, you know, they want to give... Okay, I actually have far less of a problem with that. But do some service, like go into the military for, you know, 2 to 5 years and give us some time and demonstrate that you're as committed as everybody else. Now, to the issue of the 14th Amendment, that's really true. He said that liberals have distorted the 14th Amendment to make it be if you dropped onto the. OK, remember how anchor babies come about. You have a big line of people on the Mexican side of the southern border, right? And they're playing a big game of Red Rover with the Border Patrol. You know, Red Rover, let Jose come over. Boom, he hits the line,
uh-huh.
Breaks through.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's in. Somehow, Maria also gets across. They have sex, they drop the kid, now that's a citizen, supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Thomas Jefferson and a couple of other people didn't feel that way early on. And when the framers of the 14th Amendment were putting it together, they said, you know what? There needs to be an element to this of what's called jurisdiction. Like, when ambassadors come to the U.S. and they have their children here, they're not automatically considered American citizens because they're not under the jurisdiction of the American government. Their loyalty and jurisdiction belongs to their government that sponsors them here.
So even though that kid's born here, it's still not American.
Not an American citizen.
That's the way that functions now.
Right. Well, there's nothing of loyalty to illegal parents to the United States that would put their child under the jurisdiction of...
So then why is it an American?
That's the question that's being debated. And Donald Trump and Ann Coulter and these people are on that side of the issue and a bunch of other people on the other side. Okay, it's Anchor Baby 1 and 2 reporting live tonight from Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough every Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, faithfully, at this microphone. And with all the love and fidelity. Hey, there he is.
Love.
All right. I don't think most of the people caught the jingle the first time. Let's go back to the phones. We're talking about anchor babies.
You were just going to turn my microphone off.
No, I just turned it up so you can hear because I realized you don't have your hearing aid in tonight.
Right.
Your cochlear implant
like a
didn't
make it. Spousal Jedi mind trick.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have your hearing aid in, do you?
I wanted him to actually be
hearing
what I was saying.
I can't hear you.
Let's go to line two. Annie from the Bronx, New York. Listen
my home girl.
Hey, Annie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Annie from the Bronx.
Hey. Well, as far as anchor babies, I don't really know what much more to say. I mean, it's self-explanatory. It's not derogatory towards the baby on purpose. The parent anchors themselves to the child, which anchors themselves to the land. It's so It's so obvious.
But Annie, Annie, here's why they're making it a deal, right? Tell me if you think this is right or wrong. They know that it's a legitimate term. The people that are moaning about it are saying this now because they want to have a billy club that they can beat up Republicans with. That's the only thing they're trying to. They're purposefully misrepresenting what it means.
Sure, absolutely. And if you lose that capacity to have an illegal immigrant have a child here, which then legitimizes the baby and them, they kind of lose their grip on the whole illegal immigrant situation. That would really pretty be the issue that we have with that. But very quickly, I wanted to say about Donald Trump, which is just fascinating to me to see the insecurity that it brings out in the establishment, like Republicans. I mean, acidity and insecurity, and the closest I came to hearing this before, and they should have learned their lesson, was with Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about when you don't belong to, like, the boys' club. And I think what it is that these establishment Republicans, they're so used to being cerebral that they mm-hmm. have forgotten mm-hmm. what it's like mm-hmm. to deal with a people who are paying attention now to their instincts and their intuition.
Yeah, that's
and
good
I
stuff.
Always feel that, you know, that's more important than your cerebral self.
No, Annie, always very insightful, but thank you for those
hey,
comments.
Hey, Annie, don't hang up. The screener, call screener, has got a question. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So you're putting her on hold?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Very good. Let's go to line three. Carmen, also in New York, listening to AM 970, The Answer.
Hello. Good night.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Yes, I would like to speak about that. You say that a lot of persons think that Mr. Trump is a celebrity.
Yes.
But first, I know Mr. Trump, he was a businessman, a successful businessman.
Mm.
And he's recognized in the whole world because
right.
he makes business with different nations. Different person.
Yeah,
right.
But I remember Mr. Ronald Reagan, he was celebrity and then president because he wants the best for this country and he had a strong boy, Mr. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Strong voice. And
you're right.
And the same thing, Mr. Donald Trump.
Okay.
He tells the truth like Mr. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And the difference is that he's a celebrity because he's doing a program that called Apprentice. Do you know what's mean Apprentice?
Yeah. The
that
teaching.
Show is for person be more successful.
All right. Yeah, Carmen, we got it. Sorry, we got to keep
Carmen,
moving along.
Yeah.
But it's a good point you made. Yeah, Reagan was the difference, though, is Reagan was the governor of California.
Yes.
For multiple terms before
absolutely.
He ran for president.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got 1 minute left. Let's see if we can squeeze Sherry in from Reno, Nevada. Hey, Sherry, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hi. How are you?
Good. We're short on time. So what's your thought?
My thought is anchor baby. That's what they are. They're anchor babies. They don't belong in this country. They're not citizens of this country. And corporate is running our government.
Sherry, is this an issue? Is this an issue? Again, we're short on time. Is this an issue you're going to vote on when it comes to the primary in Nevada?
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
And who's your guy so far?
Trump.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty easy one. Hey, thank you, Sherry, for the call. Appreciate it.
Sherry.
If this is your issue, Trump's your guy. There's just no one else in the field that's hitting it as hard as he is.
I just keep telling people the same thing. Get ready, because Donald Trump might be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, he might be. He might be. Come on.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been
pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional.
Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
What's the name of that song, Ivan?
Anchor Baby.
No. It's what?
Promiscuous.
Promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have an email show up in some database this week, did you? No.
Why is he randomly throwing these comparisons at me?
That's not a comparison. Look, you're a public figure. You could have...
Randomly. Where did you pull this out of?
What?
Some, like, Texas, Vietnam flashback in your synapse?
No, and I was too young for Vietnam. I was a kid.
It's just a figure of speech.
Oh, okay.
But not to be disrespectful.
No, I was making a veiled reference to the Ashley Madison story.
Right.
Which is messing up people big time.
Oh, yeah.
Divorce lawyers are saying this is going to be the best fall they've ever had.
Well, this is a tsunami.
36 million marriages impacted by this.
Really?
Yeah.
That much information was released?
Yeah. The entire database. They're doing it in chunks, too. So they had the major drop late last week.
And wasn't there government officials or something?
15,000 government officials. Which just proves that you don't always go to D.C. to serve your country, if you know what I'm saying.
Ba-dum-bum.
No, that's all. It's huge amount.
So 15,000 government employees, but from many walks of life. Park rangers.
I don't know. There were a lot of D.C. A lot of D.C. people.
Under this administration.
Well, I'm pretty sure some of these people were there before Obama came around.
Well, you don't know. That'd be an interesting thing to research.
I don't know how old Ashley Madison was.
That would be an interesting thing to research.
It would be.
Well, if there was a surge under the Obama administration of D.C. government officials...
Getting on Ashley Madison.
On the Democratic side, getting on Ashley Madison.
Well, I don't think I've ever told...
There was a surge.
I don't think I've ever told this story publicly.
Those smutty Democrats.
But when you are a public figure...
Can I just say that? I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Go ahead.
No, I apologize for interrupting you. Please continue.
No, it's okay. I don't think I've ever told this story publicly, but when very, very early on in my broadcast career, when you're a public figure and you have a public email address that's on a website, in my case, the radio station I worked for had an email address on a page, and you could contact me through clicking on that email link, right?
Like I have at StephenBaldwin.com.
Right. So there's people that are like, you know, there's little spiders crawling the web looking for these email addresses. So a long time ago, out of the blue, there was this series of things that began to be shipped to me that I didn't order. Came to my private house. Now, this wasn't email. This was regular mail. And this was like 12, 15 years ago. And they were of a pornographic nature.
Being shipped to you?
Being shipped to my house, but in not, my name.
Oh, okay. That's a problem.
That I had nothing to do with.
Not good.
So, of course, the lovely bride's going, what's up with this? And I said, I have no idea. It took us nearly a year to find out what had happened. It took us almost 9 months to get them to stop sending it.
Yeah.
But so...
That's crazy.
When this thing went down, the first thing the lovely bride asked me, she goes, you don't think there's a chance that somebody put anything of you in there? I said, well, you know what? Let's check. Because they've got the data engine now running. You can actually run.
Put anything of you in where?
In the Ashley Madison hacker account.
Yeah.
So I've got like 7 email addresses. Mm-hmm. We just sat there on the couch. I'm like, okay, address number 1. Bing. No show. Okay, number 2. Bing. All 7 of them came back. I got a clean bill of health. I didn't have to go Josh Duggar it this weekend.
That's good.
So I wasn't saying you would have had a membership, but the fact that none of your emails were included there, that's a good thing. Because public figures sometimes have things happen to us that are different. But there's 36 million people that have now been outed. And it's not just name... And that they were interested in having an affair, they input all of their deepest, darkest secrets. So, like, fetish. Yes, I'd like to have sex while eating spinach behind a building underneath a moon.
Under the light of a silvery moon.
And all of this has been revealed. So now, like, when Josh Duggar's account was made public, we know everything that he was into. Because he listed it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be massive, massive hysteria. Now, I got a question, and this is an interesting question. I find it interesting. If your spouse, and I know there's no way in any heck fire that it would even come close for our spouses, but if your spouse was to be outed, what would your immediate reaction be? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Because you got government families that, like, woke up to this.
Sure.
You got people that worked for the Family Research Council that were dealing with this. You got people everywhere in between that got discovered on this. What would you say if your spouse, their name, their reality was all put out there?
Are you asking me now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'd love to know what the listeners
think. I would think it was fabricated, first of all.
I'd have to believe
to
that, yeah.
Spouse.
Yeah.
And then if it were true, hypothetically.
What would your first reaction be? See, that's a tough one.
Yeah. It'd be weird.
I mean,
I'd be weirded out.
I think I'd probably pick up the phone and immediately start asking questions.
To your spouse?
Yeah. Like,
where were you on the night of August?
Not quite like that, but kind of say like, okay. Hey, like, have you joined any online clubs?
Just the name.
Is there
you do a Jedi mind trick.
Is there a Jelly of the Month club named Ashley Madison?
You do a Jedi mind trick. You do a Jedi mind trick. You go to the first names. The next two names I'm going to say that are first names, Ashley or Madison, mean anything to you? Just as first names. Just curious.
But I think that I would want to know.
Then you got to watch the reaction. That's the key.
Well, that's why it wouldn't work for me because I'd be on the phone.
Oh.
Because I'd probably ask. I probably wouldn't
Please
be.
Tell
Well, that's a good idea.
But
how? What kind of special kind of stupid do you have to be?
I only look stupid.
Now, what kind of special kind of stupid do you have to be to put all that stuff online?
Oh,
your credit card number.
They're already trying to hack us. You know,
your entire contact information.
While we're sleeping, and now you're giving them information.
And now you're putting your sex fantasies and preferences and all that other mess on there.
This is just another clear indication socially, culturally, morally, spiritually, where we've gone.
But do you understand how big this is? We'll do the math when we come back.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Baldwin McCall live from New York. A nice shot of Fifth Avenue there if you're watching on Biz TV. And if you're on the Biz TV network, stick around, because if you missed the first hour, the whole thing starts all over again right at the top of the hour. And you get, especially if you're on the West Coast and we're a little too early for you early on, now you get to see the show in its entirety on that great Channel 8 right there in Los Angeles, Biz TV. So grateful to be part of your life. Okay, so the Ashley Madison story is a weird one. We're all agreed on that. But, Stephen, listen to these numbers. 36 million users that got outed. And this is only for married people looking to have affairs, right? So that's 72 million people that are attached to each one of those marriages that are represented by a membership. Because you got the spouse who's cheating and you got the one that doesn't know anything about it. Minimum.
That'd be 36 times 2.
So 72 million.
That I can do.
Now, 300 million is roughly our population, right?
Mm-hmm. What percentage is that?
Well, 7 goes into 30 how many times? Not even a full 5 times?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1 out of every 5 people in America that are impacted by Ashley Madison and adultery.
Which means
1 out of every 5.
It gets back to what I was saying before the break.
There's 15 people in the building right now. 3 of the people in this building are having an affair. Probably not with each other. No, I'm kidding. I don't think anybody in this building is. But you see the macro of this in terms of the math is just overwhelming. You said it represents our culture and where we're headed morally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1 out of every 5.
Yeah.
Scary.
Like human trafficking, like so many other crazy things that are profitable ventures, blah blah blah. It's nuts.
Yeah, and if you're going to go sign up for them now, as my good friend Carol Markowitz from the New York Post said this week, it does require a special kind of stupid.
I wonder if the U.S. government should do what other governments do and just start turning off that kind of stuff. Imagine that.
Do you really want
how cool
the government? Do you really want the government to make that decision?
Well, either that or like some small militia group.
I don't trust the government to do that.
No, I don't endorse that.
But I don't. Because then.
But
then,
I'm making a joke.
Then they start going, well, I don't like what you Christians say either.
I'd love to hear people call in and say.
Yeah. And they could if we weren't out of time here at the end of the show.
Oh.
See, when you don't.
Oh, that.
We don't get here until the second segment.
You mean that?
To go in the first hour, then sometimes we run out of time, actually.
I know.
So anyway, but you're off to India tomorrow.
I'm off to Hyderabad and then Calcutta. I'll be done on the 3rd.
And then Jordan.
And then I'm supposed to either go to meet the president of Poland, the new president, from there, and then to meet with King Abdullah
One
more time to show him the new trailer for Heart of Hope,
the documentary. That's right. Wow. So, and when does this road trip end for you?
I should be back by the 9th.
Okay. Wow. Well, best wishes. Bon voyage.
Thank you, my friend.
And be good. Be careful. Great to have you in studio.
Thanks, buddy.
Even if his love and fidelity.
Good show.
Love and fidelity didn't deliver at the beginning of the show.
You were funnier than me tonight.
You were Ashley Madison-ing us at the beginning of the show.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah. Love and fidelity. See you next week.
Anchor Babies.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.